Whatever. Elisapi, or Elisapi. I don't know how to say her name, but I want to go see this March 19th at the Park Theater. William Prince and Boy Golden, we were mentioning earlier. That's April 25th at the Centennial Concert Hall. I'm not sure how tickets are going for that sucker, but I'd be a little bit careful about that one. I get to go to this, and there's very limited tickets left, but Stuart Copeland from The Police, the drummer for The Police, he's here on March the 28th, also Centennial Concert Hall. Don't sleep on, you almost have to get your tickets right away for that, or it's not happening. Triumph are here on May the 5th. At Canada Life Centre. I want to see that. I don't know if my bank account will agree. Apollo Suns are playing, sadly, their final show ever, May 29th at the Park Theatre. Winter Sleep are here on Saturday, June the 30th. And that's at the Park Theatre. Let's not forget the Winnipeg Folk Festival is July the 9th to the 12th. And folks, let's not forget the most important thing. CKUW Fun Drive starts on February the 6th, coming up right away, and goes all the way till, I believe, the 20th. And if you don't know what Fun Drive is, remember, we're a not-for-profit radio station. We don't air commercials here. And what we do to make up the downfall of, not having commercial... what am I trying to say? Commercial money, commercial revenue, I guess is the better word. We actually come to you and we try and raise $60,000 every single year, almost the same time, February, it's February something for 2 weeks. Last year we hit our $60,000 goal thanks to you folks. So please, 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 if you can help us out, give us a call on between February the 6th and the 20th. We'll accept your pledges. You can get really cool CKW swag, and you can keep the lights on here and keep us going, keep Stylus Magazine going, keep the radio waves crackling. I would be crushed if we couldn't keep going, because this is so fun. Even though I'm in the middle of the night, and I think there's like 20 of you out there at the most, but I still love it. I think it's the best thing. Super fun. But anywho, we better get on with it because it's past. We've crossed over the 2 o'clock threshold. We're at 2:02 in the a.m., and we still got songs to play. But listen... we kind of are, like I said, 2 o'clock, things get a little bit louder. Let's get to one of my shows of the year. And it's The Descendants and The Buzzcocks we're going to start with, because that was spectacular. That was at the Burton Cummings Theater. And I love those two bands so much. It was such a thrill to see them. It was amazing. So we'll get started with them, and we'll get a little bit louder here, and then we'll even get louder after that. It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM, the Night Danger Radio Show, till 3 in the morning. Yeah.
talk about the old days, sit around and watch TV. I never want to go that way. Never burn out, not fade away. As I travel through my time, will I like what I find? What will it be like when I get? What will I be like when I get? What will it be like when I get old?
I want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified. To be classified.
Well, it seems so real. I can't see it. And it seems
watching Spice, the most erotic thing I've ever seen. Since I went to the French Renner and saw the ping pong ball shooting queen, I got an autograph picture in a PBK audible. I wanna be the best chick in the mall.
Hi, this is Art McIntyre from Transistor 66 Record Company, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
From beautiful downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, this is CKUW 95.9 FM.
Took me home like you did, but I'm done holding my breath. You're the helpless prey. I choose to stay away. I'm not going down.
dripping wet and are lined with piles of bones. And I lead him to the end of a corridor. We enter a small room, and when he turns to look at me, I shackle his hands to the wall. And I seal up the entrance, brick by brick.
CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg, Canada, Manitoba. All right, yeah, we're here. Gotta get comfortable, man. Okay, there. It's pretty good. Not bad. All right. We are here live in the studios of the CKW and 4.5 floor Centennial Hall, University of Winnipeg. Hey, man, we just put up a big banner on the banister. So if you're ever on the fourth floor and you come up to the big buffeteria, you come straight up those damn elevators, you know, get to the buffeteria, you'll see a big CKW banner. And if you're here during business hours, you should knock on the door and bother the powers that be and say, hey, man, I want a tour of this notorious CKW studio. And they'll give you a tour. And it won't take long. We're pretty small. Pretty small studio. So, okay, listen, we got a little bit heavier. We're going to get a little bit heavier yet, but we just heard the Radiation Flowers. They're out of Saskadelphia. They just came here and played with Holy Void, which is an incredible show. And they just released, just in time, just at the very end of 2025, they released a great record called Too Much to Dream. And we heard a song from that record called Dream on Daydream. And you can find that on Bandcamp if you want to check out the rest of it. And you should actually check out the rest of it. They're from Saskatoon, running back to Saskatoon. From Winnipeg, Manitoba, before that, it's Spectre with Brick by Brick. From one of my favorite records to come out in the last few years, it's the Armageddon EP, which actually was released in 2024. And yeah, you get a chance to see those guys at the very end of the month at my friend Tammy's birthday party. That's going to be great. It's at the Osborne Tap House. What day was that again? I can't remember. Was it the 31st? Yeah, it was the 31st. And Phantom Head and Sans Regret as well. That's going to be a killer night. Super fun. The Tap House is a great place to see a show, too. Pretty unique. You could stand right beside the band and watch them play, or you can get out in the very front, you know, and watch them play, you know, from kind of down in almost like a pit area. And I'll tell you what, the beverages are not expensive at the Tap House. They're quite inexpensive in terms of these days prices. So make sure you get out there. The Tap House is a fun place to go. We heard the incredible Show Pony before that with Makes No Difference. That was a 7-inch single released in 2025. And I got a chance to interview, the main members, I suppose, of Show Pony. Was so fun. And look forward to seeing them. I believe I got to check into this and I got to get on this, folks. And I'll have this all figured out for you next week. But a Winterruption is coming up. And I besides the big Fear show, I got to figure out who else is playing Winterruption. But I know Show Pony are probably going to be part of that. So, yeah, but I haven't had a good look. I just haven't. It's been busy, man. Holidays and all that stuff. So we heard Chicks Dig It before that, a Show of the Year candidate again, Breakout West, but this time it was at the Park Theater. But what a show. I Want to Hump You is what I played from Chicks Dig It, which came out in 1996, originally on Sub Pop. Later, it was released on Fat Wreck, I believe, or maybe it was Epitaph, but awesome. You know, that was one of the a little bit of a disappointment. I got a hold of Chicks Dig It, and I said, hey, you want to do an interview? And they're like, we're cool with it, man. But it just didn't work out. We couldn't get the times together. And but still, that was a Show of the Year candidate for show. So good. The Buzzcocks before that with Why Can't I Touch It, which, you know, I'll never forget seeing that live at the Burton Cummings Theater. They opened for the Descendants, and what a freaking show that was. Incredible. Besides the poor security guy getting hurt, that was just a spectacular show. From what I've heard, he's okay. He someone landed on his neck, you know, on his head, I guess, and kind of compressed his neck is what I heard, like a stage diver or whatever, or a crowd surfer or whatever. So, but I heard he's okay. So that was really good news there. And we heard two in a row from the Descendants to start it off with. We heard Suburban Home from Milo Goes to College, 1982 on New Alliance. And then off the top, it was When I Get Old from Everything Sucks, which came out in 1996 on the Epitaph Records. So there you have it. Hey, listen, you know, we're starting a new year, and I don't do much of this anymore, but let's do a quick sports cast, even though we're running low on time. I can tell you right now that we're going to have, I'm thinking two more sets of 2025, you know, best of things. You're in a kind of a abbreviated year-end review show next week, because I got a whole pile of stuff I still want to play. But anyway, let's do a CKW and a Night Danger Radio Sports, because, hell, we haven't done that in a while. Okay, so some, you probably already heard, but the Winnipeg Jets. Yeah, if you haven't heard, so last year the Jets won the President's Trophy, meaning that they got the most amount of points out of any of the 32 NHL teams. We were number one in the league. Well, as of right now, as of right this moment, we are number 32. So we've gone from first to worst, and I don't know. I keep thinking that we're going to snap out of it. I keep thinking, man, we have like the best goalie in the league. We have like a defenseman that's top five in the world, in my opinion. Josh Morrissey, I'm talking about. You know, we have Mark Scheifele and Kyle Connor, two guys that can score a billion goals for us. Excuse me. We have up-and-comers like Cole Perfetti, young guys, Morgan Barron, who can do damage. But no one's doing no damage this year. It is bad, bad, bad. The Jets just lost tonight. I can't remember. They lost in overtime. I don't know what the score was. I think it was 4-3, maybe. Or maybe it was 5-4. Can't remember, but who cares? That was our 10th straight loss. You heard it. If you're not a Jets fan, you're like 10. Even my mother was. I'm like, Mom, we've lost 10 in a row with the Jets. And Mom's like, that's pretty freaking bad, dude. And I'm like, it is bad. So it doesn't look good. But you know what? If you want to look at the positive side of things, it's looking pretty good that the Jets may get the number one overall draft pick in this summer's draft. And so we could pick up like a young, wicked hockey player. So, I mean, maybe it's a good thing. And listen, one thing I wanted to say, though, I looked at the standings in the NHL today, and I was like, holy crap. Like, we're in a division called the Central Division for obvious reasons. And basically, the top three teams in the NHL, excuse me, good grief. The top three teams in the NHL are from the Central. So the top team in the league is the Colorado Avalanche. The second best team in the league is the Dallas Stars. And the third best team are the Minnesota Wild. Holy cow. So you know what? In a way, I'm kind of happy that we're... Because I don't think we could win this year. I really don't. Like, I think we're doomed, to be honest with you. So if we don't make the playoffs, we won't have to... Like, I won't have to, get the old, heart just a pumping. You know what I mean? Like, because we're not going to be there. And it might be a good thing for my ticker. You know, not to have to, you know, deal with that, because every year, you know, I when you get in the playoffs, one thing is for dang sure, and that is, you know, you got a chance. You know what I mean? Like you could actually win. And anyway, so if you're not in, you can't win, and that's probably a good thing in this case. So, anyways. Just so you know, folks, I'm getting a little bit excited. I love the Winter Olympics. And not just because the hockey's going to be great. The NHL players are going to the Olympics this year. But I love all the other events like luge and skeleton and bobsleigh and moguls or whatever. Even the downhill skiing thing is kind of awesome. And also the speed skating, you know, around the Olympic ovals. That's pretty exciting. I know my sister likes the shooting, you know, when they ski and then they have to, you know, jump down on the ground and pull the gun off their back and shoot targets. Like, there's this super interesting... you know, events, and the snowboarding stuff is crazy good. So I love the Winter Games. So February the 6th February 6th to Sunday, February the 22nd is when the Olympics are on, which is actually right around the same time as our CKW Fun Drive, which is kind of interesting. So that will be amazing. Don't forget, folks, the World Cup begins on June the 11th coming up. Man, I can't wait till June, when it's all beautiful out. Although the weather here is quite nice for us. But yeah, so we start on June the 11th for the World Cup of Soccer. And Canada, who are a big part of it, starts on June the 12th. And we don't know who we're playing yet. They got to decide that. There's some teams still playing off to see who makes the World Cup. And lastly and not leastly, I've kind of dropped the ball on the NFL, but the playoffs are here, folks, and much to my delight, my team, when I was an NFL follower a few years ago, was the Seattle Seahawks, and they have a first-round bye in the NFC division because they killed it. They went 14-3 this year. Good grief. And, yeah, so I was around when they won their Super Bowl a bunch of years ago, and I'm right back on the bandwagon. I'm going to be watching the NFL playoffs for sure. I basically watched maybe half a game this whole season, but I'm back, baby. I'm back. So, anyways, what's going to happen is on... Actually, I don't know. Oh, it doesn't say when they're playing. But Green Bay are playing the Chicago Bears, Dub Bears. And so that'll be cool. San Francisco 49ers are going to be playing the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Los Angeles Rams are going to be playing Carolina. Carolina didn't have a good record either. They were 8-9-0. They were below 500. So, got to go with the Rams on that one, I'm thinking. But what do I know? I didn't watch a damn game this year. In the AFC, though, Denver finished number one. So they have a bye. And the Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers, are going to be playing the New England Patriots, who had a hell of a year, 14-3. Wow, killer. The Buffalo Bills, I think Buffalo are my second choice, the team that I want to cheer for, secondly. And they're going to be playing Jacksonville Jaguars, who look like they had a good year, too, 13-4-0. Wow, good stuff. And the Houston Texans are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. And what's interesting, and I kind of caught this during the year just by, watching SportsCenter or whatever, Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, who were dominant for a bunch of years there, are out. They're not even in the playoffs this year, so... kind of like the Jets, from first to worst. So there you go. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that all starts this weekend coming up. But I'm not that tuned in anymore, like I said. But now that the Seahawks are the Seahawks finished 14-3-0. Wow. And so did the Denver Broncos, the two teams that got the bye. So, wow. I can't believe the Seahawks are that good. I mean, they just got rid of Coach Carroll a couple of years ago, and I don't think I could name you one damn player on their team, but I'm full-on Seahawks, so here we go. All right. All right, we better get to it, man. Oh, we only have 19 minutes left in the show. Listen, I think I have to say goodnight right now, and we're just going to rip a whole bunch more tunes to end it off. But like I said, we're going to continue this year-end review show next week, and we got at least two sets. I got an idea from Instagram. They had this cool thing, like a reel or whatever they call it, where they said the following albums turn 50, like 50 years old in 2026. And some of my favorite records are on that from way back in the day. So we're going to do a set like that next week and everything. It's going to be fun. And so hopefully you can tune in again. And thanks for sticking around and staying up so late. And we'll see you guys next week. What are we doing here? Oh, yeah, some more loudness. But you know what? We're going to start with Guided by Voices, who had a spectacular album out in 2025. So we're going to start a little bit light. And then we're going to go to the Mad Caddies, so a little bit of ska, a little bit of punky. A band that was introduced to me from one of Tannis's from Listening Pleasures, Guess. He said, dude, have you heard the band Geese yet? And I'm like, no. And I listened to him, and that record was so good. Another one of my top five records for sure was Wet Leg. I love those guys. And then McCluskey, of all bands, made a comeback this year and released a record. And I'm going to play some, if we don't have time, we'll play them next week. But I got some propaganda in this list as well. So I better shut the heck up, and we'll play as much as we can. But listen, we'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
Let's see. I remember now you were in the corner in a fetal pose. We'll be right back.
go on in all encompassing occupation. We'll be right back.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a non-profit station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on the frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in the